So question, when we look at the managerial structure of ISKCON from corporate lens, often we find that the management is less than satisfactory. And leaders, many of the leaders are good preachers, but they're not necessarily good managers. So this can hamper the growth of the mission. What can we do about this? What can be done about this? Answer, yes. Prabhupada, he was a charismatic founder. But at the same time, he also wanted to delegate management. So even when he was, the moment he was just 5 years old, he started GBC. And the idea was the GBC can take up as much of the management as possible. Still, if you see, Prabhupada's disciples were very young. And they did not have any experience in worldly managerial positions at all. So even by the time, although Prabhupada trained them for 7-8 years, still, by the time Prabhupada departed, most of them were in their 30s at the most. Some were in their 20s. So, from the point of management theory, this kind of succession plan is a recipe for disaster. It's not just spiritually that the founder is so exalted, but even from the worldly maturity, he was experienced, well-versed, whereas his successors were materially also not very qualified, and spiritually also, they were nowhere near where he was. So the fact that ISKCON has not just survived, but has flourished after that transition, that itself is a significant thing. So generally, when the charismatic founder is there, in the founding stage, things are more spontaneous and inspirational. But overall, the organization has to have longevity, moves toward the rational stage, where things are more organized and structured. And gradually now, movement is moving towards that. So in the succession planning, in the past, now whoever was the most spiritually inspiring person, that person would become a leader, which is fine, but that person may not have necessarily managerial skills. So that person can be an inspiring leader, but not necessarily an organizer. So now in the succession planning, there are many forums where training is being given for in leadership skills, communication skills, management skills. And apart from the spiritual seriousness, these are also taken into consideration and training is provided. So as the generations move forward, the structure will become more organized. And it may never be as systematically organized as corporate world. Because this is based on volunteers, and the volunteers are not just meant to manage the organization, they have their own sadhana, they have their own spiritual life practices. But still, a good level of managerial expertise is coming up. So, for example, here in Chowpatty, Gaurang Prabhu is taking a lot of initiative in management. So, the kitchen here has got ISO certification. Every item that is cooked, it's not just cooked over there, and a computer entry is made. What all is cooked, how much percentage is there, and then the quality control. So it's a well-certified thing. The WADA project which we have over in the there also some good practices, even from the material perspective, they are being done. And slowly this culture will spread. So till then, you know, in every organization, there is the organization, people who come to practice spirituality, you can say they are like the water in a trickle in a mountain. The water trickle wants to go towards the ocean. The ocean is Krishna. So now each trickle of water needs to go to the ocean is going to be very difficult. But if many trickles come together, we have a tributary. Many tributaries come together, we have a river. And as the river moves onwards, it creates a bed for itself. And the future flow of the river goes much more smoothly. So like that, individuals who want to practice spirituality, they are like the trickles. And when they come together, an organization is formed. And that organization, whatever infrastructure is there, that is like the bed of the river. But the desire to move towards Krishna, the desire to take others towards Krishna, that constitutes the flow of the river. So sometimes, in a river's flow, there might be roadblocks. There might be dams, there might be stones, there might be landslides. So then the river flow has to find out a way to keep moving onwards. So there are many places where where actually there is a problem in terms of the supporting structure may not be there, but still people keep practicing according to their capacity and they move onwards that way. So I think individual sincerity is important for the individual practice to go on. But for organizational competence and excellence, overall the management has to take place, but that will happen gradually as people keep practicing.